Also, legabe a major shaila in Bava Kama about what the din of a meshev aved is.
What do you mean, what the din of a meshev aved is?
You ever been meshev aveda? Kamen kasha. You're a machzir aveda. And now there's a gneva. Or there's an, it gets stolen from you. Are you chayv or potter? So the Gemara says, it's tali. What type of shomer are you? Are you shomer sachar? Are you shomer chinam?
A shomer sachar is chayv and gneva v'aveda.
So Mimela, if you hold that he's getting schar, so he's a shomer sachar, so he's chayv and gneva v'aveda. If he holds he's a shomer chinam, shomer v'aveda is not going to be chayv and gneva v'aveda. Mamasha shayla dvar yom biyomo, that comes up all the time, that shayla. Machlokes in the Gemara. Why? And the other day I hold no. Even if the nechzei ba'al aveda are surin al machzir, it's still mutter. Why? Isn't he giving him that? Zok the Gemara mahadilei mishum pruta de rabbeinu Yosef lo yishchiach. Come on, it's not going to be common that he's going to run into this issue of pruta de rabbeinu Yosef. How much am I actually getting out of the ba'al aveda? The amount of times that now I'm going to be saved from the mitzvah of tzedakah, that he's now considered being mahanami, that he's now considered giving me benefit. So the Gemara says, le'inyan mudr hano, that's not going to be enough of a chashivus of hanot for us to aser in hilchos nedar. Now it's important to keep in mind that that doesn't necessarily mean that that's not going to be enough to call you a shomer sachar. You can't necessarily extrapolate from our Gemara what's going to be the din legabe the shaila I just brought you in Hilchos Shomrim, which is actually a machlek, a long fat taisus in Baba Kama, a long shaila of whether or not you could extrapolate from our Gemara necessarily legabe had a paskin legabe whether or not lepaskin like Rabbi Rav Yosef on this shaila. Good. So that's the upshot in the Gemara. Good. Comes along taisus in Sukkah, and he asks a bamkash. Comes along Tosis in Sukkah and he says, I don't understand. This is the second of the Maror Mekoymus on your WhatsApps. Frek Tosis, he's bothered, the background is he's bothered by Rashi that presents the sugya of Holch Shluchei Mitzvah being Potter Min HaSukkah is Bein Bayoyim Bein Belayla. So Tosis, it's on Chaf Hei Amid Aleph. So Tosis says, V'teima.
Which verses?
It's Dira Maschel Shluchei Mitzvah. It's, you see where he quotes Nidar, in the brackets, Nidarim Lami Gimel Mabez, our Gemara?
Second text,
yeah. So the, it's Nidarim Lami Gimel Mabez in the parentheses. So you go like four lines on top of that, you see the word V'teima? V'teima, Im Yecholim L'Kayim Shneim Amay Pturin. The Atu Adam Shiesh Loi Tzitzis Bebigdo. V'tfilin b'roishai mimiftari bekach mishar mitzvus. Tosis is bothered by what Rashi seems to be presenting in Masechus Sukkah, that if you're efshel l'kayim shneim, that you're going to be, still have the din of oisig mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. By the way, Rabbi Yisai, you should know, the din of oisig mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah are going to be very much more nogeh than we think. Shlomo Zalman writes that a doctor in a hospital who's on call, the din of oisig mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah, so that's mamish going to be a shailu l'maisa l'gabe our sugo we're going to down right now. But listen to what Tosis says. So that's, Tosis says he's loy tochen in svara, that just because a person has tzitzis on his body, that now he's going to be, even though technically he's osuk in a mitzvah, he's involved in a mitzvah, right? That he's going to be potter from mitzvah. But Tosis raya is from our sugya. Why? Listen to Tosis raya.
That's not osuk in
mitzvah,
right?
Well, let's just see what Tosis, we'll get to it into the second. Lamaisa, you're also going to mitzvah. You're involved in a mitzvah. So Zok Tosis, Uperek Ein Ben Amuder Gavei Muder Ano Demachzir Lo Avedoso Af Al Pi Demahani Le Pruta De Rabbi Yosef Mishum De Lo Yishchicha. What does the Gemara say? The second day in our Gemara says the reason why Pruta De Rabbi Yosef doesn't help me and is not considered Ano is because it's Lo Shchiach. Frak Tosis, what Lo Shchiach? Why is it lo shchiach? If kol zman that I'm being mekayim a mitzvah, and that there's a mitzvah in existence, so memela I'm going to be potter, so this is going to be shchiach u'shchiach. Let's say it takes a year for a guy to find out that his watch is missing or his wallet's missing. So this avida is sitting in my house. So that's the most shchiach de kaptur.
So why would the day in our Gemara say that Pruta de Rabbeinu Yosef is loy shchiach? Zebin fundo zektoises, you see from here that the klal of Oisik mitzvah p'tom and potom and ha-mitzvah is what? Is only if what? It's EF shalakayim shnei. Zoktoises, kabimudra ano, the machsel of the osah, afo bid mahani la pruta de Rabbeinu Yosef b'shem de loy shchicha. The kol's man shaveda bebeso, and if it was that all the time that an aveda is sitting in my house, the din would be that I'd be potter mifter milasev riftel ani. I would be potter from giving tzedakah to an ani. Im ken shchichu elavade loy mifter ela b'shoshu oisik ba kegoin talis shel aveda v'shchoit cholitzarcha o behema shenoisel lamizaynes loy shchicha. She's a bosa shah yava ani lisho mi men of itzarach lomer da acha nami iri b'chiyai gavne. And Tosis qualifies this a little bit earlier before he says it. He says it's totally on the lashon is right before the words of Tema where we started reading. Oh no, right afterward. Otu adam sheyesh im yochel kaim shneim amay ptur in the otu adam sheyesh latitzis b'vego. So Tosis klal is the can't be. From our Gemara, Tosis spars, Tosis learns that the din of Oisik mitzvah potam and hamitzvah is only b'she'iyav sholakayim shnei. So it means l'maisa. If a doctor is on call and he has whatever, he has the ability to be mekayim a mitzvah, so then according to Shitas HaTosis, he'd be chayiv to be mekayim that mitzvah. Because Oisik mitzvah potam and hamitzvah from our Gemara clearly only applies if it's iyav sholakayim shnei. What's the raya? Because then we would never have considered giving tztaka to an ani a milsa to loy shchiach. If Isaac be mitzvah potter and a mitzvah is a ptur in gansin, anytime there's a mitzvah that's in existence, even if it's efshel kaim shneim, says Tosis, then the ptur of giving an ani tztaka would be a davar shel shchiach, would be something that's all the time that it's in my house. So memela zok Tosis. You see from the fact that our Gemara called it Leishchiach, it obviously means it's only when I'm not able to focus on another mitzvah. It's Iyev Shalakayim Shnei, and that's Tosis Klal, Legabe, the Ptur of Isaac Mitzvah Padam and Mitzvah. And now, according to Tosis, you have to weigh every single situation. Is this Efshir, or is this Efshir? It's not an automatic Ptur. Yeah, Alex.
What's the Havamina that sitting in your house or being Osir to a mitzvah?
As a din, whenever I'm involved in one mitzvah, I can't do it. I'm not mechayiv to do another mitzvah. The Rabbanu Shalom is mechayiv you in mitzvahs when you're potter from another mitzvah, but when you're involved in another mitzvah, you're potter.
So it's sitting in my house and not thinking.
Maybe it's even a zilzal of the first mitzvah. The Ritva says. The Ritva says. That you know what the chiddush of the pasuk to tell you oisik mitzvah potam and mitzvah. We learn it from Sukkim. The Gemara quotes v'shavtzavishavavisechavletchavaderech. So the Ritva says you should know. By the way, if you go to another mitzvah, you're over an iser. Why? You were mezalzel in the first mitzvah. So maybe even if it was efshir, it's the fact that I'm wrong. And get this, the Ran disagrees with Tosis. The Havamina, the Ran even paskins like this. Listen to the Ran. The Ran in the first day. In the first picture, sorry. I'm not going to go through all the rayas. It's a long run. Kedai to see. V'ikala meidak. Zok the ran. The teretz. L'fichach nirali. You see, first word on the line is p'tur. In the Dibra Maschel v'ika. So the second word on the line is lefichach. Lefichach nirali. Right. Da oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. Af al pi sheyochel l'kayim es shnehen. He disagrees with Tosis. Oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah is even if you're able to m'kayim shnehen. Aye, how do you deal with nedarim daf lamed gimel? What are you going to say? Why is it lo shchiach? So the Ran, exactly what Daniel was saying. Vahid nedarim. There's no raya there to the yisoid that it's dafka be'iyav shalakayim shneim. Devadai b'shoa she'avayda mishumeres b'ptevaso loy mifter the oisik b'mitzvah amrinan v'loy mekayim mitzvah. The Ran says a different vart. It's not a vart whether or not I'm involved in a mitzvah, I mean mekayim a mitzvah. It's a question of whether or not I'm osuk in a mitzvah.
If I'm osik in a mitzvah, even if it's efshel l'kayim shneim, don't detract from the other mitzvah. If I'm not osik in the other mitzvah, I'm just technically involved in a mitzvah, I'm mekayim a mitzvah, I'm fulfilling a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah going on, so then you're not going to be putter. So that's the Gemara, that's Gemara's Raya. So if the Aveda's in the house, the Tosis asks that now it's always going to be Shchiach, because anytime I see an Ani for the next year, I'm going to be putter, Zokhtaran, that's not a Raya. It's not a Raya that even Be'efshel Kaim Shneyem, that you're Chayim in a mitzvah. The answer is you're missing the antidote. You're missing the Yisod Aptur. The din is Isaac mitzvah potter mitzvah, mitzvah and not mekayim a mitzvah potter mitzvah. Masha'inke Toises Eldo is anytime you be mekayim, and therefore, but a kiyim that's only efsher. But if it's a kiyim that's efsher, so then you would obviously be chayim. So zok the ram, that's pshat in our gemara. Lefichach nirali the Isaac mitzvah potter mitzvah afu b'shiyachol kaim shneim. You're only involved in it when you're involved in it. At that time, when you're shaking it out, when you're taking care of the Aveda, so you'd be potter lemeisa prutulani. But that situation, which by the way happens to be Efshel Kaim Shneim, is so lo shchiach when you're turret in the mitzvah. Therefore, the Gemara said lo shchiach. So you see, the Rishonim gathered and answered our Gemara in two different ways. Tosis understood what lo shchiach means, Efshel Kaim Shneim, right? And the Ran understood, no, even if it's Efshel Kaim Shneim, but it's talking about the times when you're actually involved. You have to at least be involved. And the Ran Paskins, La Locha, he goes on to say that if a person is involved in a mitzvah, and now another mitzvah comes his way, and he's Efshir L'Kayim Shneim, says the Ran, if it's going to be at all a tirda, if it's at all going to detract and going to be matrid him, he should not, he's putter from the other mitzvah. Based on the way he reads the Gemara in Adar. Because it's not a shaila of whether it's Efsher or Yefsher, but rather a shaila of whether or not it is, you are Asuk or not. And Zok the Ran, he goes on to say this, Beferish, Umiu Moidina, in the next Dira Maschel, Moidina, Vade Kol She'eno Tzarech Letroach Klal Elekedarko, B'mitzah Rishayna, Yochol Latzisideshnei. If it's not a tirda at all, so that he can. But if there's any tirda whatsoever, Zok the Ran, the fact that it's Efshir L'Kayim Shneim, says the Ran, I don't care. So Rabbi says, it's Yadua. Toysis' Shita is Yadua. It's not Yadua what the Psak Halach is. Achidish, Rabbi says. In Ramon, Shulchan Aruch, guess who we paskin like? The Ran. We paskin, Osik b'mitzvah, Potter min ha-mitzvah, b'Efshir L'Kayim Shneim, is Potter. Potter. Okay? I found from Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer Matonis Derech Emuna and Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, Reb Chaim Kanievsky paskins that if an Oni walks over to you while you're davening, based on Shita Saran, you're potter from giving him any tzedakah. Potter. Gantz Borough Park. All of Eishar. I'm not saying it's us or whatever. Maybe. It depends if you affect your kavana. But that's the Ran. That's what comes out. That's based on our sugya. It's all based on the shaila of how do you dan, how do you explain our Gemara of Loi Shchiach.
I think
the Mishmur brings down that from the Arizal, by Yivarach David.
Strong lashon, chazaras hashatz.
What?
Chazaras hashatz is a strong lashon.
What do you mean?
Not to give.
Yeah, I mean it's different types of tefillah. There, you're trying to. I think he writes there. Reb Chaim Gadetsky, that it's best is like the lashon around is to give before the tefillah. But they're in yonim and skulas and economic. But if you want to know, I'll be din. And Ani's asking me, am I potter? Because Ani's asking me. We learned last week. That's some serious shilas, you know. Technically, you're potter. That's the Ran. Again, it's not a shaila of Efsher or Yefsher. The Ramah paskins like the Ran.
right? He wrote Rishonim, even though the Bi'ur Halacha says not all Rishonim agree with this. Tosfos didn't agree with this, but if it's Belit Tirda, say Nechanami. But if it's Elol Tirda, any so then you would be Takapater.
You just have davening, walk up there, put the zuken. You're not usuk in it.
Right, in Echanami. So that's what the some point out. If you have the money prepared and it's believed tiered at all, so maybe it would even be fine according to the Ran. But if a person doesn't, and a person's asking, and now you're going to have to go get money, and so according to the Ran, you're putter, even though it's Efshel L'Kayim Shnayim. Good. So Rabbi Isai, I want to talk about this Machlokes, which is really a little bit, it's really our sugya, but I don't know why I'm closing this, but is really a Shaila, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? What are they arguing about? So there's a geshmak of vort from the Stipler. The Stipler says like this. The Stipler, you have to understand, the Stipler, Reb Chaim Kanievsky's father, he was like one of our greatest gedolim in Litvish yeshivas and really paved the path for lumdus and b'nei yeshivas how to think. So the Stipler says as follows. There is a Taz. Machloikis between the Taz and the Drisha. The following Shaila. You're a guy on Atzalah. You're a doctor. Okay, well, I have all those exciting examples of Isaac Mitzvah, Patam and a Mitzvah. So now, and it's Shkia. It's Seis. Right? The Marav hits. So now, I'm involved the entire night. I was involved in saving lives, in Atzala, whatever it is. And now I want to know, what do I do Shabbos? I missed Marv. Is it Tashlumin or not? Zok the Drisha? No Tashlum. No Tashlum. You don't have to daven Shabbos twice. Comes along the Taz. Comes along the Taz. And he argues on the Drisha. And he says, Avadi, you have to daven Shabbos twice. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokes?
Potter
or Yost? Potter or what?
Yost.
No. Are you Potter? Or are you? Or are you Onus? Meaning, if you hold that Oisek Mitzvah, Potter Mena Mitzvah is what? Is just Onus. So Onus has the din of Tashlum. Right? A guy totally didn't realize. It was totally in a matzav of onus, right? Mezid, we don't have tashlumin. There's no takana of tashlumin for a mezid. But if a person is onus, a person totally didn't realize, so then he's allowed to daven tashlumin in the next tefillah. So that's zok the taz. So an osif mitzvah, potter min mitzvah, he's an onus. He has, instead of forgetting about the tefillah, instead of forgetting about the mitzvah, so over here, yeah, there's another reason why he was not able to do the mitzvah. Because he was involved in another mitzvah. But now when you have the ability to fix that, Shabbat, you should fix it. It's lo gara from another matzav of anus. Masha Enki, what does the drisha hold? Why doesn't he hold that I can fix it up? Because he holds what? It's a ptur and gansin. No, it's not an onus. It's not a chiyuv with an onus. But rather, it's what? It's a ptur. I don't have the mitzvah. I'm osik b'mitzvah. I don't have the mitzvah. I'm putter and gansin. There's no tashlumen on a person that was never mechayev. And there's no tashlumen on a person who has a ptur and gansin. Comes along the Stipler. And the Stipler says he thinks that's the Nekudas HaMachloikes L'inyaneinu in our Rishonim as well. Comes along the Stipler and he says, "B'zeh nechleku nechakira of the Taz and the Drisha, b'zeh nechleku the Ran and Tosfos." Why? Tosfos says we have to cheshbon every osik b'mitzvah, poter min ha-mitzvah. Let's cheshbon. Is it efshel l'kayim shneim? Is it efshel l'kayim shneim? Why? Why are you cheshboning that? The answer is because when I'm looking from the vantage point of the person who's involved in the mitzvah, there's another mitzvah that exists. And yet, if it wouldn't detract from this mitzvah, then the ptur won't even apply. So there's a chiyuv that exists, legabe the other mitzvahs. So therefore, we're going to differentiate between efshar or yefshar. Masha'enkein, according to the Ran. According to the Ran, what? According to Zok the Stipler, the din would be
That? No, it's a Ptur and Gansen like the Drisha. And there wouldn't even be Tashlumin. Why? Vaharaya, even if it's Efshel L'Kayim Shnei, I'm still going to tell you not to do it. I'm still going to tell you not to do it. So it's a Raya that it's a Ptur and Gansen, and by someone who never had a Chiyav, never had a Ptur, is totally exempt, we're never going to be attacking Tashlumin. And therefore, the fact that it's Efshel L'Kayim Shnei doesn't bother me. Because that is Mesalik, the mitzvah in totality. That's the Yisod of the Stipler. So I have a few kashas on the Stipler, Rabbi Yisrael. I have a few kashas on the Stipler. That's the word of the Stipler. Stipler said, first of all, how do we paskin? Legabi the Shaila of Tashlumin. So it's very interesting. We paskin in Simen Tzadi Gimel. Mr. Brewer writes, in Simen Tzadi Gimel, Zok the Heilige Mr. Brewer. Sif dalad, tzadi gimel sif dalad. Oisik b'tzarchei tzibur, ko oisik b'toyra dami, perish l'inyin lamoid b'toycha lisbalo, shagam zu simcha hilo, sha oisik b'tzarchei tzibur, v'yesh b'farshim dahainu l'inyin deino tzarch lahafsik lisbalo. Zok the Mishnah Brura, v'afilu im yavr zman tfila, im ein shom mishi yishtadal alahu, v'ein tzarch lisbalo mincha shtayim, v'shvil tashlume shachris, Shekevan shebeshas chovaso haya poter mimenu min adin ain't tzarech letashlumin klal. Good. So how does Mishnah Brura paskin? He writes in the Sharetzim Beferish. He says like the drisha, and not udeloy katas. Paskins it against the tas.
He says ain't tzarech letashlumin. Almost like tashlumin's a chiyuv. Oh, but he's not a chiyuv in it, as opposed to like.
No,
tashlumin, is tashlumin like a
tzarech? Yeah, you should. If a person has the opportunity to daven tashlumin, it's not right to not daven tashlumin.
He's saying ain't tzarech letashlumin.
You're not required.
Maybe yachol or something. Like if you're not able to do it.
No. You're not required. You're not required. If a person is required, then that's. And he says not like the tas. So Rabbi Yisai. So what does it come out? So it comes out very geshmak. This is exactly like the cheshbon of the stipler, right? What did the stipler hold? I told you the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simen Lamed Ches, the Ramah paskins, here. The chol osik b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah acheres and tzarech l'troch acher acheres avom yochel laso shtein ka'achs below torech yaseh shtein. Ran. Ramah paskins like the Ran, like I quoted before. So according to the stipler, it's very geshmak. In Ramah, he's paskin like the Ran. Mishnah Brura is paskining like the Drisha. There's no tashlumin. Why? And therefore, even if it's Efshel L'Kayim Shnei, that's not Baba Cheshbin, because I'm potter in Gans. Good? Listen to the following psak. Turn to Shloishim Yom Kodem Achag, Hilchos Pesach. Hilchos Pesach, Mishnah Brura writes as follows. Lamed Tes, he goes as follows. What's the Machaber saying over here? Ochol kezayis matzah v'hu nichba be'ez shtuso. A guy ate matzah when he became deranged. L'acher kach nesrapa. And then he, right, the Gemara calls Itim Cholim, Itim Shoite. Chayiv Lechol Achash Nisrape. He's not Yoitze what he ate when he was not in a state of mind that he's Chayiv. V'sho'osa Achila, Isa B'shosha, Yapotter Mikol HaMitzvahs. Because V'gavra does a mitzvah. When he's Potter, he's not Yoitze. So now I have a Shiloh, Rabbi Yisai. It's a big Shiloh that comes up. It's in. I saw this in the Chashukei Chemed's Haggadah. He discussed great Shiloh about Chayalim that have to run out in the middle of the Seder. What their Seder of the Haggadah should be. How, what they should cut off, what not, based on a whole dog Mervava, switching the order, whatever, a very geshmaka Shiloh. So now I want to ask you a different Shiloh. Let's say they take 2 minutes and they quickly eat the matzah. The Yotze?
According to what the Machaber just said, Ochel Kazayis, B'shah Shayipotu, Mikol HaMitzvus, B'shah Shtuso, right? You're not Yotze. So maybe if a guy in Atzolah called Chap Labs, he thinks, oh, this is going to be a long night, or I have to run to my Mishpacha to the hospital, I'm not going to get there, and then he grabs it, so maybe he's not Yotze. Maybe his Chumrah, maybe he didn't help anything, he just made a Brachal of Atzolah. Shalos, come up. Talk to Mr. Brura. Talk to Mr. Brura. B'shah shaya potter. Rotzalomer shaya oz b'chlal shayta ve'eno ish. Because then he's not a person. He's a shayta. He's not an ish. Talk to Sharetzian and Lamites. Interesting. Mr. Brura's Lamites and the Sharetzian Lamites. La'afuke shaymer aveda. Da aftu gam kein poter oz mikol ha-mitzvahs va'afilu yochel l'kayim shneyem im tzorech l'troyach achar zeh l'das karma poiskim k'del ha'el b'sim in lamed ches im ochel matzo oz yotze yidei chavoso du ish el sha oz l'chive ha-toyrim neshu oisig mitzvah acheres u'mikol mokom mistapakno im yochel oz l'varech birkas achilas matzah asher k'dishonim zozo b'tzivonu. Came in Shu Oz Enu Mitzuva Alze. Mr. Brura says, I'm not sure if you can make a bruch. But one thing I'm sure is that you're not going to be like a shaita, that you're not yotze the mitzvah. So Rabbi Sai, what's he paskening over here in Hilchos Pesach? He's paskening that if a person eats Bishashu Osik B'mitzvah, Bein L'ran Bein L'toysis, it sounds like he's not being machriya. He's saying what? You're yotze the mitzvah. So I don't understand. If the lomdus of the stipler is right, and the reason why I'm not chayiv in tefillah and tashlumin, and the reason why I don't have to clear and I don't have to cheshbin, if it's efshel l'kayim shneim or it's not efshel l'kayim shneim, is because the mitzvah is non-existent, is because I have a ptur legamer and it's not just onus, so then why am I yotze the mitzvah? Why is it like, not like a shaita, Rabbi Say. Everyone hear the kasha? How could you say that I'm not chayiv in tashlumin? Ain't no tzarech to do tashlumin. At the same time, say that if I chapped it right in, and the mitzvah, and the lumdus is because the mitzvah doesn't, the chiyuv doesn't exist, that now I'd be considered what? A bar chiyuva to be now enough to be yotze b'shas chiyuv. The mitzvah of matzah to not have to eat another kazayas afterwards. So what's the pshat, Daniel? So women are mekayim a mitzvah. So it comes out legabi the din, exactly. Legabi the din of whether or not I have to do the mitzvah again. So even though we're saying in lumdus, if I would have just had this Mr. Brura, I would have said the pshat is that I have an anus. I'm not responsible, but the chiyuv still exists. That's not the pshat. According to what we're saying, we're makayim the mitzvah without a chiyuv. And that kiyum now could exist for afterwards to not have to repeat. But since you fit the criteria of an ish, and you're a min, and your maisa mitzvah is nechshav to be a maisa mitzvah, it's not that you were mechuyuv. It's that you did the mitzvah with a kiyum without a chiyuv. That's enough to be yotze. So even according to the Ran l'choyra l'fidus b'shabur, if the cheshbon writes makes sense, even though we're not going to be mechayvim in tashlumin, and you didn't, there wasn't a leidas achiyav at all to now say that you have to make up for it. But there is a mitzvah in existence. It's not you have to be meisiv onto the stipler. There is a meisa mitzvah that is now in existence. It's not as if that's not even a meisa mitzvah. Avad, it is a maisa mitzvah. V'horaya, you don't have to go back like a shaita to now eat another piece of matzah. It's still considered an action of a maisa mitzvah. Legabe, whether or not you have to repeat it. But now, legabe, whether or not you had any level of chiyuv to now say in the next tefillah that I have to make up for it, that I have to do with tashlumin, no, there was whatsoever not a chiyuv. So even if you accept the stipler's lumdus, you're still going to have to say something, legabe,
the din of whether or not I was yotze b'shas tur legabe oisik mitzvah. And this shiloh comes up. Think about a doctor, think about Atzala, think about all the situations that a guy now just has a crazy night, Leila Seder, and now he tries to make sure to be yotze the mitzvah zalayla. This is going to be nogeya, even if you hold like the Ran. Yeah.
That's not true. Why did the Mishnah Berurah say that he wasn't sure about the bracha? I mean, don't Ashkenazim say you do make the bracha when it comes to women?
Right. Right.
Stuff like that. So why is
right.
He, I mean, I know he's always afraid to make the bracha to something, but still, I thought Ashkenazim has good that you do. Unless he doesn't.
Unless woman.
Can you argue they're more shy?
Yeah, unless woman, either because of the chiyuv that exists on men, but over here there's mamish not.
If it does for someone else. Over there, it's a lashon. It's a chashash of sheker.
No, that's Sfarad. That's Sfarad. By us, women are there's no chashash. That's the reason the Rambam says not to. What Daniel's asking is that we Ashkenazim paskin that there's no problem for a woman to save its tzivanu since they're the mekayim in the mitzvah. So Mamela, he's asking, why would the Mishnah Berurah even suggest over here that I'm not comfortable with you to save its tzivanu since you're not mechuyev? Should be low. If the lumdus that we're saying is right, it should be low gara from nashim, and you should still be able to say vitzivon. The shaila is, if women are only able to say that because at that time there is a chi of legabe men. I hear what you're saying, but maybe legabe an oisik b'mitzvah, no one is mechuyev.
The guy who's not oisik b'mitzvah.
Yeah, but in this
like
matzah,
her, there's someone who is fully chayev. The man sitting next to her, so the guy sitting next to you who's not oisik b'mitzvah is also chayev.
No, but I'm relating in that same way. I'm the same exact thing as him. I just have a p'tur. Is that equivalent to an oisik mitzvah? Why would you say that an oisik mitzvah is unless? Yeah, it's a good aura. It's a good aura. Why is it low gara from an isha?
Don't we say an isha is after a minhag? So that's already something
not focused on. No, an isha is a minhag to what?
Yeah, we said that isha has a minhag to do that, so we say brachos on minhagim. We're starting to do it.
Yeah, I don't think that that's this. No, I don't think that that's this. Rabbi Natam holds that the reason why they can make brachas is because they're mekayim the mitzvah. And Mamela, it's not mechzik hashikra anymore. It's that they have a shaychus to that mitzvah. They have a shaychus to that mitzvah. The way the Rav Soloveitchik explained it was that women don't. It's not that women don't have they don't have the kedusha. They don't have that. They just have a p'tur. But if they want to opt in, so then Mamela, they have that same kedusha that men have. So Mamela, you know, if they're opting in, so the Mamela, they tap back into the mitzvah. That's the way the Rebbe Natan held. And the Rambam held that it's mechzei kashikra. How could they say the word b'tzivon? But this asik b'mitzvah, this asik mitzvah, now the Mishnah Berurah is saying no. Even though you'd be potter, so you can't say b'tzivon. I'm just wondering if there's a pshat that a person could say that every osik mitzvah right now would be totally potter. Everyone in my matzav right now is totally potter. If they had my scenario. So that's not shayach v'tzivanu. Masha enkin by the woman, when she's doing the mitzvah, there is a v'tzivanu that she's latching onto. The chiyuv legabe. Right? No one, the Torah, especially in the way the Rav Soloveitchik explained it, right? Nashim can tap into the fact, the original din, or the original mitzvah, like without the p'tur. So the mitzvah exists on men just as much as a woman. But the Torah patered her. But she says, no, I don't opt with the p'tur. So Mela goes back to square one. Right? Asha Enkin, an Isaac mitzvah, no one has a chiyuv in an Isaac mitzvah. You're an Isaac mitzvah. So Mela, how can you say the words of tzivan? You have a shaykhus to their mitzvah? No, you don't. You're an osik mitzvah.
Because why is men versus women, right? Meaning, why can't I compare that to those who are supposed to be mitzvah? Those who are supposed to be mitzvah.
Nashim?
No, meaning, just like in that context, you compare Nashim to Tanashim. Right, those are the two categories that we're analyzing in that case.
That's what I'm saying. Rabbi Nutam Shita Lagabi Noshim.
Why is it everyone?
Noshim have an exemption. But the mitzvah was given to them. And they can opt out to give the to.
This guy was he also completed it. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. So what's the difference? Right, that's what we're trying to be machalik. Right. Meaning, what I'm trying to say is that according to Rabbi Tam, the Torah gave woman an opt out. But fundamentally, the fact that she could save its Ivanu means that she is a sheiches to that chiyuv. So she taps in and she says, "I don't want the opt out." So mela, she can say the bracha. She's included in that tzivoy. Mashayinkin and usik mitzvah patmanusa. The Torah said, "No, don't do it." So mela, it's not just an opt out. There's no chiyuv there.
It sounds like it's also sending going back to the ritva.
No, even without the ritva, there's no chiyuv in such a matzav. Not just with an opt-out. It's not even just giving you an excuse like an onus according to the drisha. There's no mitzvah. And afal pichin, if I'm mekayim it, so then it counts. So then it's very hard to say. The Mishnah is saying maybe that's a deeper p'tur that it's hard to save its ivanu because you're not really, you know, like let's say you would understand like the tas, right? That it was an onus. Right? So then I could hear the tzad to say, oh, so I decided to do the mitzvah anyways. So then you could save it tzivon. Because you had an excuse. You had an onus. You decided not to take it. Great.
That'd be
like the woman, exactly. Masha Enkin over here, since we're holding mamash, there's not even tashlumin. There's mamash, there was no mitzvah there, the way this type was understanding. And yet you do the mitzvah, so it's a chiddush. We hold that it's still a kiyama mitzvah, which is not necessarily something we can borrow from the sugya of Noshim. That's a chiddush, because you're an ish, and because you're a gavra, and because we can consider that a maisa mitzvah. Maisa mitzvah without a chiyav at all. But to now say the words, mitzivanu is now going to be look like a milsa de shikra. Yeah, l'chayra, you have to say like that. It's a great har. It's a great har. Rabbi Sai, just to close, there's just one last shita that we really haven't dealt with. That's not brought up in Shulchan Aruch. But if you look in Bava Kamma, in the Shita Mekubetzes in Bava Kamma, in the Chidusha Ravid, there is a blue Ravid that we have in the Chidusha in Bava Kamma, in the Sugya, by Shemer Aveda. What's the din? Shemer Aveda. Is Shemer Sacher? Or is he Kashemer Chinam? Not based on our Sugya, whether or not he gets Prutu to Rabbi Yosef, does that look like he's getting Schar? Does that not look like he's getting Schar? So says the Ravid, absolutely not like the Tosis and not like the Ran. He says, "No tirda, efshalakayim shneihem zok deraivid. You are potter always from another mitzvah, even if it's nimtza bebeisa." This is a pella. How's the Ravid going to answer the kasha of Taisus about? So why are you ever chayiv in mitzvahs? You know, a person has tzitzis on. Why are you ever going to be chayiv? The Ravid doesn't tell us. It's a very short Ravid. Says even if efshel l'kaim shneim against taisus, you're potter min amitzus. But Rabbi Sailinya Neinu, we have a bigger problem. How does the Ravid read our Gemara? Why? What started get the ball rolling? The Gemara says prutu de Rabbeinu Yosef leishchiach. If prutu de Rabbeinu Yosef leishchiach says taisus, that's a raya that what? That there has to be a distinction by an isek mitzvah bit potter min amitzus legabe what? Legabe efshel efshel l'kaim shneim. Or the Ran says, even if it's Yev Shalakayim Shnei, if it's Ev Shalakayim Shneim, it's a difference of whether or not a person's Osuk and Tarud or not Osuk and Tarud. If you're going to have to say something like this, and yet the Ravid says with a straight face that even if it's what? Ev Shalakayim Shneim, all other Svaras, he doesn't take any qualms. He says, you're always going to be a Potter Ben HaMitzvah. So then how does he read the Gemara Leishchiach? Rabbi Isai, we were duped. We learned only like half of the Rishonim. If you look at the Mefarish, there's a totally different shot in our Gemara, and L'chaira, the Ravid, has to learn like this, I think. Zoch the Mefarish at the bottom. Pruta de Rabbi Yosef Leishchiach, the bottom Mefarish, Leishchiach ki Aigavna, de Lahavishovik, the Lo Yoiv Pruta La'aniyah b'shvil Oysa Mitzvah. So, Dr. Ravid, you know what Lashkiach means? Not whether or not this is going to happen or not. Not whether or not over the duration of time that he's also a mitzvah, is he going to run into an ani or not. Then the Taisus is right, and then the Ran says the Mefarish, a totally different shot. Is it Shkiach whether or not the Baal Aveda is going to take the Ptur? The Baal Aveda is not going to, he's going to be stingy. The stoma, the Baal Aveda, is always going to give the tzedakah. So Memela, the Gemara says, to him this is not tzchar. To him this is not hanol. To him he's not benefiting at all. That's the pshat of Leishchiach. So Memela, if Cain, Rabbi Yisrael, if you learn the Gemara like that, so then what? You don't have a raya to efshir or efshir or tarid and not tarid. The Gemara meant something totally different. The Gemara it wasn't speaking about shchichus in what are the likelihoods, the probability of running into such a situation. The Gemara was talking about leishchiach, that the gavra of a Baal Aveda will have such a psychology that he's going to say, oh no, I don't want to give an ani. No, he's going to always give an ani. Who now, when was the last time you saw an ani walk up to a guy and he says, you know what, I'm actually involved, I have an Aveda in my house. Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Nelson leishchiach, what not case is going to say that? This guy's not going to do that. So, according to that, then the rabbi doesn't have a raya from our Gemara.